Hello. Our question for today on Ask a Teacher comes from a reader in China. Dear VOA team, I happened to find a question that I'm confused about. When I was surfing the web, I found historic and historical are both adjectives. Are there any differences between them? Can you explain how to use them? Thanks. Best regards, Albert, China. Dear Albert, this is an interesting question. The differences between these two words have grown over the years, not based on their grammatical form, but on how people have used them. So let's start by taking a look at what the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary says about the ways people use the words. The word historic is used for important and famous events in history. Here are two examples of that use.
The weather reporter warned of a big storm coming that will be of historic proportions. Will you come to Washington, D.C. and be part of this historic event?
In these two examples, we see historic used for a storm and for a gathering. The word historic might also appear when people talk about sports. You can also see the word used to describe places. In the United States, we have an organization that has information on important places, for example, the home of a former president. Here is a statement using that phrase, historic places.
That home is listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
And many local organizations fix up old buildings that are part of their town's history. This process is called historic preservation.
In this neighborhood, homeowners care a lot about historic preservation.
Moving on to the word historical, we find it used to describe history, as in the historical record. It appears more often than the word historic, and also appears with words like perspective, literature, and analysis. Here are some examples.
Historical evidence suggests wolves are both man's best friend and his worst enemy. Isabel Allende wrote many works of historical fiction.
To sum up, if the thing itself is important or famous, you would probably use historic with it. If the thing you are talking about relates to history, something real in the past, use the word historical. I hope this clarifies the use of these two words for you, Albert. And that's Ask a Teacher for this week. I'm Jill Robbins.